Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we're going to be looking at the compositions of the great jazz pianist and composer Thelonious Monk. He is the second most recorded jazz composer after Duke Ellington. Though he only wrote about 70 pieces, most of them are now considered to be jazz standards. I'll be presenting Monk's tunes by other musicians and singers, with most of these pieces representing Monk's unique, unorthodox, and unusual style. One of T. Monk's most reported standards is Round Midnight. Kenny Rankin included it on his A Song for You album of 2002. Another Monk standard is Epistrophe, which drummer Art Taylor recorded with a sextet in 1961. Solos by Stanley Turrentine on tenor, Dave Burns on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Potato Valdez on congas. Monk's Off Minor was recorded in 1951 by pianist Bud Powell with the trio, Curly Russell on bass and Max Roach on drums.
Thank you.
The compositions of Thelonious Monk are the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Thelonious Sphere Monk was born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina in 1917. The family moved to New York City when Monk was 5. He began teaching himself the piano at 6. He was the house pianist at Minton's Playhouse in Manhattan, where he jammed with many prominent jazz musicians. He was soon to become a pioneer of bebop. In 1951, while sitting in a parked car with his friend and fellow pianist Bud Powell, New York City police found narcotics and arrested them. Monk's New York City cabaret card was revoked, which restricted his ability to perform for several years. Thelonious spent the rest of his career composing, recording, and performing with the most prominent jazz players of the era. Monk's behavior was often so quirky that some people thought he was mentally ill. He was unable to continue in music for the last 6 years of his life and died of a stroke in 1982. Rosanna Vitro sang a duet with Kevin Mahogany on Blue Monk on her Passion Dance release of 1995. Guitarist Russell Malone did Monk's Bright Mississippi in 1998 on the album Sweet Georgia Peach, a duet with Kenny Barron on piano. Another Monk standard is Well You Needn't, here done by Pancho Sanchez and his Latin band in 1989.
Sometimes dear, being complete, knowing defeat, I'm keeping on from year to year. It takes some doing, monkeries the blues you hear, keeping on from year to year. Life is a school, unless you're a fool, but the learning brings you pain. Knowing at once you're just a dance, trial and error, loss and gain. It takes some doing. Monkery's a slow, slow train. Trial and error, loss and gain.
Do it, do it.
Thank you. dues you pay. It takes some doing.
Muckery's Blue Highway, measured by the dues you pay.
Going alone,
life is your own,
but the cost is sometimes dear.
Being complete,
knowing defeat,
keeping on from year to year.
It takes some doing.
Muckery's the blues you hear, keeping on from year to year.
Thank you.
We are enjoying the music of Thelonious Monk on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Kevin Mahogany sang Ruby My Dear on his big band album in 2003. Pianist Gene Harris recorded a live version of Monk's Straight No Chaser with a quintet on the album It's the Real Soul, flute solo by Frank Wess. Harmonica virtuoso Toots Thielemans and a quintet played In Walked Bud on his 1994 release East Coast, West Coast.
Ruby, my dear, hold back that tear. I know he's gone. Your love has flown. You're all alone. Oh, I know you cry. There's no reply. Pain lingers on. It doesn't go. 'Cause you say so. Came and made music play in his way. You say you'd rather die than say goodbye, but then though he's away, you will sing his song. You'll carry on, Ruby, my dear.
Thank you.
This last set of jazz tunes by Thelonious Monk on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with percussionist Ray Barreto and a large combo doing Monk's I Mean You in 1999 on the album Portraits in Jazz and Clave. Another Monk tune is Let's Cool One, and this last piece will feature the man of the hour himself playing the piano on trumpeter Clark Terry's 1958 album In Orbit. Sam Jones on bass and Philly Joe Jones round out the quartet.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.